Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Eternity. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out what I'm being charged for.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to help you. May I please have your zip code?
02703.
May I please have your first and last name?
Janet Winters.
And your address for security purposes?
7 Buffington Street, Attleboro, Massachusetts, 02703.
Thank you for the information. Now, looking over your account, ma'am, I do see where you purchased that newbie face cream on January the 6th for $6.59. Now, when you purchased that newbie face cream, ma'am, it did state in the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial, but we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. In the event you decide the product isn't for you or you don't wish to continue, it does state that you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid a bill for the product on which you pay the shipping and handling. So therefore, you didn't cancel within your trial period. Therefore, you got a bill for the product which you paid the shipping and handling on.
I did receive that. I don't know how I don't remember ordering that. I think I should return it. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. The product is yours to keep. The company doesn't do any returns.
I don't want that charge on my card.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but due to the terms and conditions, ma'am, those charges are valid. You'll have to cancel your account in order to no longer be billed on moving forward today. And I hate to lose you as a customer because that product, it is a great product to help reduce appetite, to create fine lines and get rid of the dark circles around your eyes. I can offer you a 35% discount on moving forward today if that was something that you was interested in.
I don't know what you just said.
I can offer you a 35% discount on moving forward today if that was something that you was interested in.
How much of a discount would you give me?
No, I'm not. I'm saying if you continue on getting a product, I can give you a 35% discount.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Said if you continue getting the product, ma'am, I can give you a 35% discount on moving forward today.
You can give me a 35% discount? No, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. Even if I give you my personal family and friends 50% discount?
35% is not enough.
I say even if I give you my personal family and friends 50% discount on moving forward today.
How much discount?
This if you continue on getting the product, ma'am.
Oh, if I continue getting the product? No, I don't want the product.
Okay, ma'am. Well, just bear me for one moment while I cancel out your account, okay?
Okay.
Also, ma'am, by looking over your account, I do see where their product is on sale today for 75%. You can get their product for $22 each month if that was something that you was interested in.
No, I don't. I don't use it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I did cancel out your account, and this was talked about future charges on moving forward today, and you will no longer be billed for any more product or anything will be sent to your home. And I do have a cancellation number available for you. Just let me know whenever you're ready to write it down.
Are you going to cancel this charge?
Okay, ma'am. The charges on the account are valid. Due to the terms and conditions, you didn't cancel within the trial period.
I'm going to return it.
Okay, ma'am. The company doesn't do any returns. The product is yours to keep.
But I don't want to pay. I'm going to dispute this transaction if you don't take it off.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that you're trying to file a dispute, and you have every right to do so. But let me explain that dispute process to you. What happens during the dispute process is that your bank or your credit card company will have to contact us, and we'll have to provide them with a tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid, and at the point, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. I'm really not supposed to give refunds due to the terms and conditions, and the company does have a very strict no refund policy. But what I can do for you today, I can offer you a 35% refund of the 89 charge.
You can offer me a refund for the charge?
A 35%.
Now, I'd say that again.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, that's not enough.
Okay. What if I give you the maximum of the 50% refund?
How much is that?
Okay, one moment now. Give me one moment, please. It'll be $44.82.
So how much would it cost me?
It'd be $44.83.
Okay, but don't take anything more out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. So just bear with me while I give you that refund. Okay, ma'am, so I did successfully refund the $44 back to your account. It will be back in your account in 3-5 business days. And I do have a refund, and I did send you a refund confirmation email as well, okay?
Okay.
And will there be anything else I may help you with today, ma'am?
No.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.